This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. It's been a busy week for political junkies with primaries across the nation, and the politicking will continue this weekend. In a few moments, we'll ask two strategists to take stock of where the two parties now stand as we head toward the November elections.
But first, Glenn Beck, the firebrand political commentator on the Fox News Channel, is hosting a rally tomorrow in Washington, D.C. The rally also promises Tea Party favorite Sarah Palin. It's expected to draw activists from around the country. The event will take place on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the spot where Martin Luther King delivered his speech, "I Have a Dream," and it will take place on the anniversary of that famous moment. This has gotten some civil rights leaders upset, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
For months now, Glenn Beck has been issuing the call to his audience to come to Washington for a rally he has titled Restoring Honor.
Join me at the Lincoln Memorial with your children to set things right in your own life, to grow the next George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, to put your feet on the right path, and to restore
Beck,
honor.
Who says his rally isn't about politics, is an outspoken critic of President Obama. On his TV show, he regularly calls the president a socialist and a Marxist. He's also described the president as racist and likened the federal debt to slavery. Describing his plans for his rally, Beck says it will embody and reclaim the ideals put forth by Martin Luther King. His critics are blunt.
Glenn Beck doesn't have any standing to interpret the vision of Dr. King.
That's Mark Morial of the National Urban League, one of several civil rights groups sponsoring their own march and rally not far from Beck's tomorrow.
Sometimes you get the impression from listening to Beck that he's promoting fear and division. That's what I sense and I see when I hear him speak and when I hear him disparage the government, when I hear him disparage the president, when I hear him disparage various people.
Here's how Beck responds. This is from his radio show.
Whites don't own Abraham Lincoln. Blacks don't own Martin Luther King. Humans embrace their ideas or reject their ideas.
Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
Every day, twice a day, at the Lincoln Memorial, a park ranger plays a recording of King's I Have a Dream speech. It's a measure of how iconic the moment has become. Just down the steps from where King spoke is the stage for Beck's event. Ray Baxter traveled here from Idaho for the rally.
It's Glenn Beck. He's right on. You know, I think there ought to be more people that ought to be watching him and following him and doing the studying he asked them to do, you know.
But nearby, Vince Shalluli of Long Beach, California, has a different view of the rally.
I just believe it's inappropriate for them to have it on that day. It's kind of mocking the Martin Luther King speech. I just don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea. They could have easily picked a different date.
Beck says the date chosen was coincidence, not by design. It remains to be seen how many show up for the rally. Many will be members of the Tea Party movement. Mary McKinney was at the Lincoln Memorial in advance of the rally. She applauds Beck for his role in boosting the Tea Party.
You know, he's making this call for people to come. You come to these Tea Party events, and it's exciting. It's wonderful to be with all these precious people. They're just great, you know, cream of the crop of the world's population.
In one respect, at least, this event may be different. Rally organizers have asked participants not to bring their often angry homemade signs. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.